heal the cancer, can heal the leukemia, can heal the lupus, can heal every sickness and disease supernaturally without any medication or without any operation. Oh, listen at this. When Jesus did these things, he did this, and it is coupled with the word long-suffering. The woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years got a supernatural divine healing. Was there any medicine taken? Was there any operation from the doctor? No. What did she do? She touched the hem of his garment because that was a part of her confession. Could she have gotten her healing another way? Well, yes and no. She could have gotten it another way if she had just said, if I see Jesus. She could have gotten her healing if she just believed, I believe healing as Jesus has healed all these other folk with incurable diseases. I believe he can heal me, and in Jesus' name, I'm healed. She could have gotten it that way. But her faith was at the point of contact in touching the hem of his garment. The Bible says when she touched him immediately, Mark chapter 5, the blood stopped the flow. And she felt immediately in her that she was healed. Immediately up on the point of contact. Well, now we don't have Jesus' robe now to touch to be healed. But can I tell you what we do have? This is going to be your point of contact right here. Jesus, you said in your word, if I believe, and I believe, and by simply touching this word, I'm in touching as a fact of my agreement with this word. I am touching as in believing that what you said is real, and I am healed because you said I am healed. By your stripes, you've already paid for my healing. You have already committed yourself to my healing. All I've got to do is receive my healing. Amen. Now, the reason why so many cannot be healed supernaturally is for the same reason he couldn't do many miracles in his own hometown. Can you tell me why? Because of their unbelief. That simple. You don't have it because you don't believe it. That simple. If he could heal your headache, children, he can heal every other issue you got. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Thank God for the nurses and the doctors and the hospitals and the medicine, because many of us would be dead without it. Because our faith does not support that kind of supernatural healing. And it's still relevant, it's still prevalent, and it's still available today. Miracles, healings, all of these things are still operational in the earth realm every day. Every day. Now, again, long suffering is connected with that. You remember when Paul prayed to the Lord three times to remove the thorn from his flesh, to heal him, literally. And the Lord did not heal him. Now, he had to suffer long with those thorns in the flesh, with the sicknesses that he dealt with, without being healed, because long suffering plays a part. Sometimes the Lord will allow sickness to play a role in your life to show the devil that you don't have to be perfect in order to be used. Listen at me well. See, too many of us have the wrong mindset about God using us. We think that we've got to be our best. You know, you hear some people saying, they're getting ready to say, I want you to pray for me, I'm kind of hoarse, I got a cold, and you got a gift to say, just saying. The anointing is on you, not on how you sound. I know a whole lot of folk have beautiful, melodious voices, don't move nobody. You got some folk with some raspy voice, and get up there and tear the church up. It ain't about the sound, it's the anointing on it.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see great have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you hear this broadcast. Come right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
And may the Lord keep each and every single one of my father's children here as far as my voice can be heard. Yes, once again, friends, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, friends, and there is no failure in God. Yes, my friends, those of you that have that sickness in your body, those of you that have that court case pending, those of you that have those enemies running about you, yes, those of you right now that have no peace in that home, even those of you that have no success in that business, telephone number, friends, 404 212 2-4-4-4. Yes, friends, those of you that are dealing with witchcraft, who do those of you, my friends, that are saying to yourself, oh, dear Heavenly Father, which way shall I go? Write that telephone number down, my friends. That plea that you're making towards the heavens is yours, and all you have to do is claim it. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, friends, you know, many of you know that we have been sending out different types of herbal remedies for those of you that have that heart condition, that problem with high blood pressure, that problem with diabetes, that problem with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. You know, in the days of old, friends, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it. Get rid of that pain and swelling in your body, my friends, so you can get back into the fields the next day or not have that pain. And, oh, my God, empty some of those pills out of that medicine cabinet. Now, friends, again, that telephone number I'm here in the prayer at the prayer line all throughout the day, 404-212-2444. Because God is wonderful, my friends, wonderful. Those of you that are writing, get that pencil and paper ready, my friends. Fret not by myself, my friends, for that situation that you're facing. Even if voodoo with witchcraft and hoodoo. Even if you right now are looking at the enemy and that enemy is the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life. And you said, oh, dear Heavenly Father, which way do I go? Gee or ha? Oh, my God. Yes, friends, I'm going to pray a testimonial for you and get right back with you. All right, that telephone number down, friends. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy sometimes, you can't remember your own telephone number. Again, that's 404-212-2444.
You were talking last night about your business and how it was coming along.
It's done much better. It's done better than it has been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
And your enrollment, how high is your enrollment now? Well, don't tell me how high it is, but it's coming up there.
Right.
All right.
Right. It's on its way to doing a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
And then we spoke also about your house.
Mm-hmm. And so far, everything, we were having financial problems with our property.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, 2 or 3 pieces of property. But after visiting you, things are much better, and we still have our property.
That's a blessing there, because you were really in a fret when I left.
Yes, I was very much upset. I was very, very much upset. And who wouldn't be?
I know that's right.
Under circumstances like that.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it's doing very well, and we're expecting it to close out in our favor.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear that your business is doing good.
Right.
I'm going to get you something else out there. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you one question. Mm-hmm. If anyone was to ask you about me, what would you have to say? What about how you've come through?
I would say Reverend Gregory is a very sincere person, and he's very hard to help you out. And if anyone could help you, it would be him. I recommend him.
Oh, God bless you. All right. You don't mind if I record this, do you?
No, I don't care. Do you call my name?
No. No. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, my God, my God. Yes, my friends, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down. Friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how many enemies you're facing, those that are dealing with witchcraft and voodoo, those right now that have other troubles around them. Yeah, my friends, even those of you with that sickness, that nature that's on vacation, I want you to write the number down. Now, friends, again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30.